How you overcome the death? How you go beyond the death? How to destroy your death? All beings in the world, only one problem, that is the death. I am seeing all of you. I am seeing the sun. I am seeing the mountain. Yes. I closed my eyes. I am seeing all devotees very clearly as like opened eyes, but I closed my eyes. I saw the sunlight, sun and mountain as like opened eyes when I closed my eyes. Yes. Very clearly I am seeing everything inside. This is the strong ego. Strong ego created every thought strongly. So we know very clearly with the help of the false I, because false I seen through the eyes these objects. The impressions, the print of those objects very strong if they appear very, very clearly. So the object and the false eye both are attached strongly. So all objects appears very, very real. All are real. You went into the mountain. You are very near to all persons. We can see very clearly. As it is, what I is seeing entered in deeply in our mind. Now, you are far away from the mountain, then no such clear as light near to the mountain. Something we are not able to see perfectly as it is. Why? You came from long distance. Yes. You are going long distance, long distance, long distance. Then the mountain, rocks, trees, that mountain, small, 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 then no appearing of trees, rocks. Then if you go long distance, then no mountain. So your false I attached with all thoughts means you are very near, but here you merged in those thoughts, so they are very strong. Every object we are seeing in short distance. Now you are the thought. You are the thought. So strong attachment. If you came out from that thought, then no such clearly seeing. Means you have little calm, little peace, only some seconds. Yes, at that moment you are going far away, some long distance, to your thoughts. Now, no such strong attachment to your thoughts. How you are going some long distance with the peace, calm, satisfaction, happiness, quiescence, silence, attachment is going less. So some seconds, you have anyone among them. So the link between ego and thoughts going some long distance, then immediately this view of mountain just went some long distance. Yes, now just a difference in seeing. Yes, before flying you are seeing everything very clearly from the door of the flight. Yes, fly of flight going into the sky is going into the sky. Yes, some long distance you are not seeing clearly. Fly in the sky. All persons are seeing as like ants. All houses appearing like fireboxes, small fireboxes. Yes, it is going far away, far away. Then, nothing. We are seeing only clouds. You see upside, only ether. If you see anywhere, only ether. Then, no any uneasy, no any interest to see anything, because there is nothing to see. So, now, calm, quiescence. So, keep quiet. Stillness, silence. Only watching. No need any methods. When you have peace, nothing to do. Only watching. In daytimes also you are doing many works. If you have peace or calm mind, non-attachment, detachment, with all objects of experiences, activities. No need any practice. The self is working very naturally. It is doing its work perfectly. Now, only watching. Inside, stillness, peace, increased. Then, the object of mountain is going far away. It is going long distance. Long distance means you are flying into the ocean of self. Now, the all object of the mind, all thoughts of the mind are going far away. They are as it is, the same distance, same place, but you are flying into the self. So, it called antarmukha, means inwards, very naturally. If peace, quiescence, silence, any, you are going inwards into the self, then they are going far away, long distance. Yes. The objects are going long distance depends upon your peace and self-awareness. consciousness. If consciousness increased, then automatically all thoughts, objects are going long distance. Then you have sufficient peace. Those objects as appears as like a sketch, as like a sketch only. We are seeing, but they are like a sketch. I am seeing one person, only sketch, no clearly to see, to understand, to know who is he. Before I saw very clearly because I have full strong attachment and ego. Now, attachment going less. So, it is only sketch. How you get attachment, any feelings with that object? No chance. Now, still you have the ego, false eye there. Now, watch thoughts with calm or with quiescence, stillness. Then all thoughts have the false I thought. Now your awareness, your consciousness improve. Then the false I is going less. So that strong attachment become less, because all thoughts have the false I ego. Now false I loosed all forms slowly. If they appear like a sketch, then equality is increasing very naturally because no forms clearly. So no desires arising, no chance. Arising of desires, no chance. Any bad, any movements are going less, because no false I strongly. Your self-experience or consciousness increasing. And involvement of false I also slowly it is burning. Now If we have peace, this is going very naturally. Don't try to understand, don't try the procedure or methods. No, it is going very naturally in consciousness, in self. It is doing, it is knowing its work. So, heart must be alert, active. Now, yes, only you are seeing sketch before you have black and white to all forms of thoughts. So, you are seeing every object, every person very, very clearly. Why? We have full attachment and no separate witness. So, now, sketch only. Black and white dualities. That is the mind. Now, with black and white, each thought have black and white. That is the duality. No colors, white dualities. Means, until you have black or white or both, only false I creating, that is the ego creation. Now, yes, now very naturally you are not the ego, you are the self. So self experience increasing, then you can understand at that moment, oh, I am not the thought, I am not the ego. Why? It went long distance. So no attachment with it. So to know you are the self, very easy. Because no strong attachment, it is going to destroy itself. Self is destroying the thoughts and false I. Now, no sketch. In the sketch, now, only light. You are seeing the forms or objects. Among the sketch, only light remains. Now, that seeing of clearness, no. You cannot guess what is it, you don't know. Now, you question, who am I. There is no I. So, all objects become white. Total objects, persons will disappear in the light. Why? You are becoming the self. In the self, no any forms, no any objects, no world, no body, no thoughts. We have that experience in the deep sleep. Now, our practice is going with consciousness. If you lose your consciousness, which is going very naturally, self-work will stop. No need your mind. So now, only light. Then, don't lose your consciousness. Emptiness with light. Then, no chance to spring to the false side. Why? Black and white is need. Colors and light is need to create any thought to the false I, to the ego. Now, only white, no forms. Only light, no forms. Now, in that experience, do you have any bad or good feelings? Is it possible? So, yes, still you have the ego. Still you have the false I, because you are seeing the light. You are seeing the emptiness. So, no thoughts, only light. Maybe brightness, illumination, you called any word. So, one who have this experience, they decided, I got realization. No. No, because if you lose consciousness, immediately black and white and thought will be created, but that false I. So, again you are coming down. So, awareness without effort, very naturally, is going now. No colors, emptiness, only light, still there is seer, still there is experiencer. Now, who is seeing the light? Is it to me? Who am I? Or see the seer. Now, very easy to see the seer because we have full consciousness. Only false eye remains. Don't lose consciousness because why? Still there is something. Why? Black and white, colors and white, only mind. Self beyond the light, it has no black and white, it has no colors and white. It is beyond it. So, see the seer. Our question, who is the seer? Who am I? Then, all this process only, without effort, always watching, watching, watching with consciousness. Now, full consciousness, only false eye remains. Then, full white, only one dot in it. If you remove, if you scratch that black dot, then do you know about light or dark? Still dot of false eye in the self, in the self. So if that false eye removed, then do you know the light? Is it possible to know the light? Or dark, or anything. No false eye. If there is seer, seeing and objects there. No seer, no seeing, no objects. So, everything depends upon the seer. Everything is real in waking. In deep sleep, everything disappears because there is no seer. Seer merged into the self, but you lose your awareness. That is the fault is going. Now, only seer remains. See that seer. There is no mind. How you see? No effort also. So, self is seeing the false I. Consciousness is seeing the false I. Then, no chance to the false eye to create this big, wonderful world. No chance to create it, because it remains, only false eye remains, only consciousness, only self, it doesn't allow to create, to move, nothing, nothing, no chance to it. Then stillness to the ego, no moments. If it creates thoughts, then it moves. Now, no capacity to create any thought, because the self energy in all directions of false eye occupied. No chance to creation. Then, now, real killing started of the false eye. Face to face fighting. False eye to supreme power, that is called God or supreme power or consciousness or self. What is that fighting? Fighting means it is trying to create something, but self power occupied the false eye. He is trying to escape, to create. No chance. So, in that moment, in that experience to whom? Self. Because there is no answer to the question of to whom. Now, no chance. We are seeing from long distance the ocean. You came very near to the ocean. Yes. You are seeing the bubble in the ocean or in the river. Now, from long distance of the ocean, is it possible to see the bubble? No. So now, no chance for direct for I self. Now, if the I creates your body, then you are the body. Now, you don't know the body, because no creation. Who are you? If you say, I am the light, I is saying that I am the light. So still there is I. Now, slowly the self burns. Burns means removes or destroy or merged we cannot say correctly, but it doesn't appear to you. Then, very naturally, you can go beyond the light, beyond the mind, beyond the brain. At that moment, when the false is still there, you are breathing, going very less and no movements to the breath, no any thoughts. After dissolving in the self, the false I, total breath stops. Then total everything disappears. Then you don't know, no capacity to think, no capacity to breathe, then you're dead. You're dead. At that moment, total ego mind disappears, then you are the self. Then you can experience it, I have no death. Because already you did. Already you dead. So no death to you. Then you have that self after self realization, only self real, self remains until disappear of false I. You are the human being. After disappearing of the false I, you are the self. Then no death, because Bhagavan said that is real I. This I disappeared. Then who are you? They said, I am that. That means self. That I am that. So all realized persons, they are using I, but not false I. I am everywhere, not this I. That I, that is original I. It is everywhere. Always mind. Yes. Somebody says, everything is self. Yes. Yes. Everything is self. Everything is self. Everything is self, like this. It is singing sweet song. Everything is like. Everything is self. How it knows? How it knows? Impossible. That is great drama of the ego. So now, from the beginning to end, is there any effort? Beginning only watching. Only watching with consciousness is going continuously. Finally, self-realization. Don't implement any method among these processes. Watch with calm mind. Then any problem of thought, then practice begin. You have peace, you have calm, no trouble, no any problem with your mind, no need any questions, no need any methods. Until you have peace, until no problem with your thoughts, no need any practice. You move, you do your works. Everything is good or bad. No problem. No attachment to you with bad or good inside. Self is working. You don't know. No need to know. What is the use if you know it? Only mind. Mind actions only. Mind means illusion. So we can know this, everything is illusion after self-realization. Now, how I am saying very clearly, I got this experience of death 1975 in meditation hall of Ramana Maharshi. I never do any practice. I don't know spiritual methods. Only from childhood I will die. What is the use of death? We came not to die. We must destroy our death. So, I never think about me or the world. I want. Then I said, no eligibility to me. I have one desire before sitting. Bhagwan. Supreme. I have only one desire in me, in my life. I am giving the desire to Supreme Power. Then I searched my mind. O Lord, if I have eligibility for realization, give me. Or I have no eligibility for realization, give me death. I am ready. If I am not suitable for your grace, give me death. Or I am suitable for realization, give me realization. Only that. Everything, what I say to you now, it is going very naturally. Then death came. Not able to think, not able to breathe. Some seconds I fell down. Then some time, slowly one supreme power draw me, I don't know where. Finish. So I have this peace and happiness awareness since 35 years. I never lose in my life that bliss and peace in my heart. So I am saying to all, it is possible to human beings. So surrender or trust or practice, it depends upon your will, but possible. Yes. So okay. One hour finish. For realization. Realization finish. I don't know about all.